R2Action is a nonprofit organization that's based in Tampa and also in New York City. We produce, create, present, tour original theater work, ranging in a lot of different disciplines, actually, from spoken word-based pieces like the show we're going to talk about today, to collaborative dance theater, to community-based arts. We really work in a lot of forms.
And the show that's going to be Monday is called 11 Reflections on September. I take it from the title, it has something to do with September 11th. What is it?
Yes. Well, I'm Arab American, and in 2001, I lived in New York City on 13th Street, actually. And so this piece begins with the moment of September 11th, and then kind of follows my experiences as an Arab American in the years since. So it's a spoken word based piece with live music and multimedia.
And one of the live musicians is an Iranian singer, and yes, she also plays an instrument. What's the instrument, and tell us about that artist?
Yeah, she plays this extraordinary drum called the daf, which is a very large Kurdish frame drum that has this amazing earthquake-like sound. And she's a vocalist. She's a fantastic singer. She's toured all over the world, and we're really lucky to have her in Tampa. Her name is Ida Shahagasemi.
What are some of the topics about September 11th and being an Arab American after September 11th that you explore in this piece?
Well, it really ranges. You know, I think a lot of people forget that there were a lot of Arabs and Arab Americans who died in September 11th in New York also. And so it ranges from the mourning that so many of us were going through in the city as New Yorkers, to the realization that this moment of backlash was starting to happen, and the sense of profiling that a lot of us have felt since, and dealing with how people approached me just shifted radically, literally overnight. And that was a very alarming experience. And then really through the years that unfolded with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the 2006 bombing of Lebanon is one of the things I touch on because I'm Lebanese American, and that was particularly personal to me. And I first made this piece in 2011, and it ended with the beginning of the Arab Spring. It ended with Tahrir Square, which was just happening as I was writing the piece. And now I'm kind of struggling with the ending, what to say, because I think it's very hard to know where things are going.
Yeah, I can imagine that maybe trying to think of what your feelings would have been like when Tahrir Square was happening, The feelings then compared to now 3 years later,
yeah,
it seems like you might have completely different take on things.
Yeah, and yet I think it's important to, you know, remember that that was a very hopeful moment, a moment that we never thought we'd see in our lives of people in the Middle East actually taking agency and expressing themselves and expressing a vision of a better future and a peaceful demonstration, and that's still possible, even though it feels impossible right now, given everything that's happened since. Just it's a reminder that change is a very long process. It doesn't happen with one event. It will take time, and it's going to take a while to know what the outcome really is. But remembering the hopefulness of that moment is also important.
Can you give us the details of Monday's performance?
It's at 8 o'clock at the Barnes Recital Hall at the USF School of Music on the USF Tampa campus. Also after the show, there'll be a post-show discussion both nights with the artists. I'm really interested in people's experience of the piece and talking about some of the topics we've been talking about today. So I look forward to hearing what folks have to say.
Then after that, you're taking it on the road.
Yes. Actually, the performances at USF are launching this piece going back on tour this season, which I'm very excited about. We'll go directly to Detroit after the performances at USF for a performance at the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn, Michigan on the 12th. And then next spring, in end of April through May, we're doing a three-week run of performances at La Mama Experimental Theater Club in New York City, which we're very excited about.